Penguin Audio presents Lost Empire by Clive Cussler with Grant Blackwood. Read by Richard Poe. Chumbe Island, Zanzibar, Tanzania. The sharks darted at the edges of their vision. Sleek, gray shapes that offered Sam and Remy Fargo only glimpses of knife-edged fins and flicking tails before disappearing into the curtain of swirling sand. As usual, Remy had refused to pass up the photo opportunity. And as usual, she'd asked Sam to serve as scale as she focused her high-speed underwater camera past him and at the feeding frenzy. For his part, Sam was less worried about the sharks than he was the precipice at his back. 150-foot drop off the sandbank into the dark deep of the Zanzibar Channel. Remy pulled her face up from the camera, smiled with her eyes behind the mask, and gave him an okay sign. Sam, thankfully, finned forward to join her. Together they knelt in the sand and watched the show. It was July, off the coast of Tanzania, which meant monsoon season, which in turn meant the warm East African coastal current, EACC, was surging from the southeast until it met the southern tip of Zanzibar, where it split into inshore and offshore currents. For sharks, this created a food funnel in the 18-mile gap between Zanzibar and the mainland, as prey fish were driven northward. An irresistible moving buffet, Remy called it. Sam and Remy took care to stay within what they dubbed the safe zone, that 50-yard, crystal-clear water strip off Chumbe Island. Past that was the drop into the channel. The demarcation was hard to miss. The current, moving at 6 knots or more, threw up a roiling curtain of sand.